Grace and peace to all of you, my Father's children. Let's open with a word of prayer. Our gracious and heavenly Father, God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord God, we thank you for food. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for last night's slumber, and we thank you for this morning's rising. Father, we pray even now, God, as we delve into your word, God, that you will be with us. Holy Ghost, be our teacher. Be our preacher on today. It is our prayer. On Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Again, we thank God for each and every one of you that counted in our robbery to be here with us on the line on this morning. On this morning, our journey takes us to Romans, the 12th chapter, the first two verses. Romans, the 12th chapter, the first two verses. And from the New American Standard Version, it reads as follows. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Verse 1 again, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. In the King James Version, it reads, which is your reasonable service. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On this morning, I have a simple question for all of you on the line. How much are you willing to sacrifice? How much are you willing to sacrifice? It's something about the word sacrifice, you all, that causes us pause. Something about the word sacrifice that causes us to stop in our tracks. Something about the word sacrifice that at times causes us to think that we're losing something. When you think of sacrifice, you don't think of something that is something that we tend to want to do at times. Matter of fact, when you think of sacrifice, you think of actually something dying. If you think of the Old Testament, and if you think of sacrifices that were given in terms of giving unto the Lord, sacrifices for sin. If you sinned in the Old Testament, there were certain sacrifices that you had to give based on the sin, or even based on what you wanted from God. And oftentimes, if it was a sin offering, something had to die in place of what it is that you did wrong. So when you think of sacrifices, you think of something that you have to give up. You think of something that you have of value that you give up. That's something that was important to you, something that's worthy to you. And so when you hear the word sacrifice, oftentimes it's something you don't want to do because it's something that you have to do in forfeiture, in surrendering, in substitute of something else. And so it tends to be something that we look at as being painful. We look at as being as a substitute, and we can't just substitute something we don't want for something we do want. Come on, somebody. We usually have to lose something that we really value in order to get something that we really value. So then we start weighing the cost. Do we really want to do that? So the question on the table today is, how much are you willing to sacrifice? Paul wrote in this letter to the Romans, and he gets to this pivotal point in the book where he says, therefore. Now, anytime that you see the word therefore, you need to determine what it's there for. It's not just there to put a pause in the action. It's not just there because it's a nice word. Usually, it's put there because it is bringing some summary to the matter of what's already been discussed. Therefore means that because I've talked about all these things prior to, now I'm getting to the crux of the matter. So here when Paul puts the word therefore, he's not putting it there just to say, now I'm going on to something else. He's saying, because I've said all this before this. Therefore, I'm asking you to do something. Well, what did Paul talk about? For the first 11 chapters of Romans, he talked about what God had done for us, the sacrifice of Jesus, the mercies of God. He talked about all the things that had happened for our sake, for our good. Yeah, that's what Paul talked about. He talked about the mercies of God. That's why he says, therefore, I urge you, I'm trying to convince you, I implore you, I encourage you, I strongly admonish you, brethren, my people, my brothers, my sisters, by the mercies of God. For the first 11 chapters of the book, he talked about the mercies of God. He talked about everything that Christ had done for us. So basically what he's saying is, listen, based on everything that Christ has done, based on the sacrifice of his life, based on the mercies that has been shown to us, based on salvation that's now available to us, therefore I urge you that because he created such a great sacrifice for us, that now you present your body a sacrifice. Now here's the rub. Here's what we want to do. We only want to sacrifice a portion of us. Tell the truth. We don't want to give all of us. We'll give justifications as to why portions of us won't change. God can have my body, but and we don't really say it like this, but it's really what we're thinking, what we're meaning. He can have my body, but I don't know about my heart because you don't understand how much church hurt I've been through. How much people have hurt me. So he can have my body, but I'm going to have to hold my heart out. Can't have my heart. He can have my body, but who, this mind, you know, I mean, sometimes this mind just kind of go. And I'm human. I'm human, so you ought to be able to understand that my mind kind of goes here and there. Sometimes it's not quite thinking on things that are lovely, things that are just, things that are pure. I eventually get there, but every now and again, my mind takes a vacation. So, God, you can have my body, but understand that my mind sometimes, you know, checks out. Well, God, you can have my body, but this mouth right here, this the problem folks don't want. Because don't get me wrong, and this mouth will get you back right. You know what I'm saying? So you can have my body, but this mouth, I don't. You know, you might not want it right now. Don't trip. He ain't finished with me yet. Come on. I know if I keep going, I'll go in your living room. I'll walk up your street. Because he wants all of us. It says here, present your bodies. Present your body. Present your body. Not God is going to come and snatch your body. He's not a body snatcher. But he wants you to willingly give your body. Bring your body. Lay your body down. Your entire body. Not your body without your feet that goes hither and thither. Not your body without your eyes that goes wandering, not your body without your ears that go listening to whatever it wants to listen to and think that those gates being open won't change your heart, your mind, your soul. Present your body a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable. Anybody know what that word acceptable means? It means well-pleasing to God. Well-pleasing to God, not what you think is good enough. Oh, God, help me here. Well-pleasing to God. You all, we don't have a right to take our body back, check it out, go on vacation, because somebody done got us wrong. And so we want to get them right one good time, and we won't have to worry about them again. Come on. Our bodies don't belong to us. Our bodies belong to God. And because of this, you all, we don't have the right to do it what you will. We can say that all we want to, but when the rubber hits the road, you all, we don't have a right. If Christ has done all he has done for us, who are we to say what we have a right to? When we surrender our souls to God, he's bought us. Hook, line, and sinker, you all. What does the word say? We are not our own. But we're what? Bought with a what? Price. That price is the life of Christ. The sacrifice. The perfect sacrifice. After him, there was no sacrifice. He sacrificed his life for the shedding of his blood. There's therefore no more remission of sin. There's no more having to bring a sacrifice for our sin. Christ paid it all. You all know that song, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin has left a crimson stain. He washed it with his blood. He's washed it white as snow. But you all, we don't want to sacrifice anything. I guarantee you now, that there are more people that's supposed to be on this call. Not because I put out word, not because people knew of it, not because I, you know, may put it out on Facebook or whatever, but God has beckoned, God has tapped somebody on the shoulder. You need to wake up, you need to get on the call. But we won't sacrifice 15 minutes of sleep. There are people that's supposed to be in Bible study, their own Bible study this week. God will make way the path for them to get there, but they won't sacrifice the time to go. God is beckoning some to turn down a plate and sacrifice to bring their body into alignment with what God is calling them to do, but they won't do it. Listen, how much are you willing to sacrifice? Will you sacrifice your time? Will you sacrifice your treasure? Will you sacrifice your talent? Will you sacrifice your ego and call somebody who needs to hear a kind word from you today? Will you sacrifice your feelings and pray for that person who might have had a cross word for you on last week? What are you willing to sacrifice? Jesus sacrificed it all. But what will you sacrifice for him? Because ultimately the conclusion is this. Either God is the Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. Did you hear me? Either he is Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. We don't get to pick and choose. We don't get to pick and choose, you all. If he didn't do what he did for us, there would be no compelling reason for us to do what he's asking us to do in this word. But God gave his only son. Jesus gave his life. What are you willing to give? How much are you willing to sacrifice? Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, first of all, thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice of your son dying on the cross for us. Oh, we're so undeserving of the sacrifice, so undeserving of the mercy, so undeserving of the grace. Yet and still, you looked down through generations and knew we'd be in need of a Savior. So thank you, God, for sacrificing your son. Thank you, Jesus, for sacrificing your life. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we're eternally grateful. Now I pray by the aid of the Holy Ghost that we would get in the mind of sacrificing ourselves, not because we're of so much value to you that you can't keep being God if we don't, but because we know that we're nothing without you. And so we surrender ourselves to you so we can be our best selves by living for you. I pray that on today you prick our hearts with those areas that we haven't given over to you. And God, that we will willingly lay ourselves on the altar. Total surrendering. That we will present our total bodies acceptable to you, which is our reasonable service. Help us to be your change agents today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God for you. Go out and be the change that you desire to see, one person, one household, one divine appointment at a time. God bless you.